This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Noah Gunderson's latest recording is called White Noise. The Seattle-based singer-songwriter is exploring big themes like religion, relationships, and our culture's need to have it all. It was fueled by a feeling of emptiness Gunderson felt one night when he walked out on the stage. Noah played the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro earlier this year and stopped by to talk about his music. Good morning, Noah.
Good morning.
So we've been listening to the opening song, After All, Everything All the Time, and I don't know if it's about consumer culture, but sonically, it is such an epic way to start the record. It just felt like that old Maxell commercial where you're sitting in your chair and you're just like, whoa, you're just knocked back by it.
Good.
When you recorded that song and wrote that song, did you think, well, this is one to start the record with?
That song I wrote over the course of like a year and a half, which is surprising, I think, because it's just two verses. It was, to me, kind of the simplest, most honest statement to start the record with. Because there is a cultural element of wanting everything all the time, but it also felt important for me to say that I am a part of that as well. I'm not excluded from having that desire to constantly be satiated while never truly feeling happy with all these kind of superfluous things. So it felt like a good kickoff to the record, and I also wanted sonically something that made a statement that said this is different, but also still personal. This is still me talking about how I see the world.
Talk a little bit about that night when you walked out on the stage and it felt empty to you and it kind of propelled you to this 13 song collection.
Yeah. I'm perpetually dissatisfied with what I make. And that show where that moment where I felt like I needed to make a shift was actually a show with a singer-songwriter named Josh Ritter. And he told me this Martha Graham quote about artists being perpetually dissatisfied, and that's what moves us forward and helps us grow. And I kind of took that as my ammunition for this next season. and I feel like this is not the first time that I'll change. I think I'll continuously be trying new things with new records, and I'll probably always be dissatisfied with what I make. But for me, with this record, it was a matter of getting as close as I could to this truth that I was feeling about the world and about myself as a part of the world.
No one gets a break in this town. They're closing all the local joints. There's nothing left for us here.
It isn't until Fear and Loathing, which I think is the seventh song in this record, that we hear kind of the acoustic guitar take center stage, and then there's some beautiful pedal steel in there.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's Greg Lees, the legendary pedal steel player.
You said that song was kind of about how weird small town America can be, and that, you know, kind of the town you grew up in. When you think about that weirdness, is it a good thing?
I grew up in a town that was a farming town, or it was a railroad town. And it used to have an identity as a town. People had a sense of themselves in their work, and I think when that is gone, it creates this void of like who are we as people, who are we as a town and a culture, and then I think that gives rise to this kind of like insular thinking that's like self-preserving and one-dimensional, and ultimately becomes bigoted and all these things. But I think a lot of that derives from a sense of a lack of identity as a town, and then in a larger sense, maybe as a country.
Yeah, and it's kind of the fear of change that a lot of people feel.
Absolutely.
You can either embrace that and move forward you know, through it and know it's risky,
mm-hmm.
Or you fight it.
Right. The song was not meant to excuse anyone, but I think at the same time, like, fear is normal. Change is really terrifying, especially if you've grown up in a small town and been told one thing for your entire life, and you know, people got pregnant when they were 17 and have 4 kids and get stuck, and that's really terrifying. And I think there's a lot of that around, and I see that.
It's just a dreamer drowning. Wake me up. Wake me up. I'm dreaming. I can't swim. Wake me up. Wake me up again.
Wake me up. I'm drowning.
Mm.
Is terrifying.
Oh, good. That was the point.
For me.
Yeah.
And when I listened to that song and I read along to the lyrics and I thought, man, did Noah just have this terrible nightmare and wake up on the edge of his bed and write this song? It just feels like you captured that visceral feeling.
Good. I mean, that was the idea. I mean, I think I wanted to express what a night terror feels like, even though I haven't had one since I was a kid. In a bigger sense, I think I was trying to communicate just some of the anxiety that I think a lot of people have felt over the last few years with the election cycle and seeing the way the climate is changing so fast and all these, there's so much uncertainty. And sometimes it just does feel like this awful dream that you can't wake up from.
Noah Gunderson's latest recording is called White Noise. It's out now. Noah, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Is this the good?